Doug, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Did you get outside yesterday?
How could you not? What a gorgeous day.
I know my 9-year-old, or excuse me, 10-year-old now, since he just turned 10, was bugging me he wanted to play golf, but we just couldn't get it done yesterday.
Has he been playing for a while?
Yeah, he's been playing for a few years. He's crushing me already, so we like to get him and the 7-year-old out there to hit the ball.
Yeah, that's great.
They get the golf game from Mom, though. Definitely not from me.
I've got the same problem or issue. Yeah.
Let's talk about the stock market. What did the market think about the threat of a government shutdown?
You know, it was interesting. Last week, on the week, the market was down just fractionally, 0.3%. So it was pretty muted. I do think perhaps on Friday people kind of pulled in just a little bit in front of that. You know, and you had oil, too, Tony, running on Friday up over $112 a barrel. And between the two things, I mean, that's just enough to say, yeah. And you got a little selling into Friday, but overall, the week was pretty quiet. I think everyone, granted, I can't speak for all investors, but I think the consensus probably was, even if they shut down, you're talking 2% of the budget net. It's probably a good thing. You know, a lot of these programs are certainly important, but at the same time, the country's out of cash. We're broke. And so somewhere you got to tighten the belt. So I think the market actually was probably muted in the sense that it could have been a positive or a negative from where you're positioned. But net, the market just was pretty quiet on it.
Doug, we've all heard that the market cannot be predicted. I would have predicted that the market, it would be chaos when you look at the economies all around the world, when you look at the debt that we have here, when you look at the price of oil, when you see what has happened over in Japan. It seems like it'd have the makings, the ingredients for just total chaos. Yet, for the most part, the market has reacted pretty positively the last 30 days.
Yeah, it's been strong. It certainly has been impressive. And I would tell you, you know, historically, Tony, when the market shakes off bad news, and there's been plenty of it, that's a sign of strength. And it probably has more to do with two things. One is the underlying profitability of corporate America. U.S. companies, and there's not been a lot of fanfare about this, but they are just blowing the doors off from a profitability standpoint. Companies right now have record cash on hand because they're generating profits so fast. That's obviously a factor that helps hold stock prices up. And then the other one is, and this is a little bit harder to talk about in the window we have this morning, but it's quantitative easing, which is essentially the Federal Reserve is going in and buying financial assets. So we have this kind of artificial buyer since they announced this last fall. And by the way, since last fall, what has the market done? It's basically gone up because the Uncle Sam's in there buying assets right now. So you've got a couple good tailwinds that have offset these negatives that you mentioned.
Yeah, but Uncle Sam is buying assets with funds it doesn't have.
Fair enough. Yeah, this is probably going to go down. They'll write books about this, I'm sure, is one of the greatest, I use the term bets of all time. They are trying to, the Federal Reserve, they are trying to stimulate the economy by keeping interest rates low and by inflating financial assets. And what I mean by that is when you get your 401k statement out of the mail or your brokerage statement and you see, geez, last month it went from X to here, went up, and it went up, and it went up, and that's what it's been doing since really September, you do start to feel a little bit better about your fiscal position. And the theory is that you'll now go spend that money or some of that money because you feel, quote, wealthier. And the Fed is hoping that ultimately that does happen to the degree that the market becomes, or the economy rather, becomes self-sustaining. Well, they've put about $2.5 trillion behind that bet, so it's a big one. A lot of things are going to have to go right in the end, and that's why you're seeing metals go through the ceiling, like gold and silver. They just keep going up, 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 because a lot of people are doubting the outcome of this.
Doug, I wonder, should the federal government be involved in the market like this and buying so much?
You know, this. You go out and search on the internet what's called the Plunge Protection Team, and it's pretty widely accepted that they've been doing this really since the 90s, where the market would, you know, be weak and kind of look like it's getting a little bit tired, and then all of a sudden some buyers would show up and drive things up. And do I think they should be doing that? No. I don't. At the end of the day, I think, you know, price needs to go where it's going to go. Maybe a little closer to the situation is housing, right? They've been, you know, doing all kinds of things to support housing. And has it gotten any better? No, it really hasn't. I mean, on the margin some places, sure, but the national index was just down another 3% in terms of price last month. And I think what happens is when Uncle Sam, you know, tries to protect people or, you know, protect either the stock market or housing or whatever, it's artificial. And, you know, the reality is when you do that, you just delay the pain. And I think that's what's happening with housing. And, you know, maybe to some degree that's what's happened with the economy, is that it's had a little bit of oomph from all this stimulus that the government's thrown at it. But as you said, sometime the bill's going to have to be paid, and that means that money's going to leave, that liquidity is going to leave the marketplace, and what happens to us then?
And finally, Doug, how do you see the market playing out this week?
Yeah, I think the bias is probably going to be up. We're coming into earnings season. It gets kicked off tonight with Dow Jones Company, Alcoa. That's the big aluminum company. So the tone should be pretty good. That being said, the market did look a little bit tired last week, so I think it's a bit of a prove-it week. I think the market is looking for good earnings, but we really may need some great earnings to propel things higher. We'll find out as the week wears on.
Doug Adler is our expert on Wall Street. He's with Raymond James in East Lansing. Thanks so much, Doug.
Hey, Tony, my pleasure.